17. St. Nicholas Church, Manmal, St. Nikolai. Another very important place to see in Hamburg is St. Nicholas Church. It was built in 1335 in the place where there was once a chapel dedicated to St. Nicholas, patron saint of sailors. The Baltic Gothic-style construction resisted until the middle of the 19th century until it burned down during the Great Fire of 1842. A few years later, the English architect, George Gilbert Scott, was commissioned to rebuild the monument. He then designed a nave, 86 meters long, and a vault, 28 meters high, strongly influenced by the French and English Gothic styles. The 147-meter-high spire was finished in 1874. At that time, the Church of St. Nicholas had the honor of becoming the tallest building in the world for 2 years, until the completion of the Cathedral of Rouen in France in 1876. After the television tower, built at the end of the 19th century, the church tower is still the second highest building in Hamburg. It is currently in ruins and serves as a memorial. This ruinous state was caused by bombing during World War II. But why was the tower not hit by any bombs? The answer is very simple. The Allies used this tower, along with St. Peter's and City Hall, to position themselves, and for this reason, they were not destroyed. In the subterranean crypt, an exhibition tells the story of three events during the Second World War. The bombing of Coventry in 1940, the German destruction of Warsaw, and Operation Gomorra, which consisted of the Allied bombing of the city of Hamburg over 3 days and nights. The result was shocking. More than 70% of the city was in ruins, and almost 40,000 people were dead.